Dan Sullivan, Fire Chief, City of Lynn, is joining us here to talk about the Lynn Woods Fire, where we are at right now. And Dan, first up, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Dan, what can you tell us? Here we are on Tuesday morning, and what can you tell us is where the fire is and what's happening at this point?
Yeah, so I think, you know, we still have some smoldering going along the initial fires, and those may smolder for a few more days, so we're still going to have a smoke condition, but we did have another fire a little bit more towards the interior over near, you know, kind of in the Balanced Boulder area. That one, there was some active fires yesterday, which we used the state police to come in and do some water drops there. They were doing that as of last night. So the state police the state forestry unit has come in. They were setting the boundaries, you know, using existing fire roads and trails to contain that fire. To my knowledge, it's still contained within the initial area, you know, the initial area that was started last night.
How worrisome was it a few days ago, because it was very close to the houses, the ones up on the hill off of Linfield Street, as I understand it?
Yeah, that was a challenge. I can't tell you how good of a job, you know, the department did. So we had sent a crew up for an investigation, you know, of a smoke condition. And when he got there, the fire was obviously a windy afternoon, and the fire was racing on him. So he immediately called for assistance. One of our district chiefs en route started setting up different companies in different neighborhoods along the ridge there. And it just kept going. So eventually we got the whole department out there in the different neighborhoods along the way, and were able to use, you know, the hydrant system, you know, wildfire tactics to push the fire back towards the middle, and use the char to our advantage to help protect these homes, hopefully throughout the summer.
Any idea of the cause of that, of the fire?
No, it's way too early. You know, we do have our investigators trying to find, the initial part of the fire that started. You know, we're interviewing people who were walking through the woods at the time, you know, and just, you know, researching as best we can.
Now,
talking to other resources, as you know, other communities, to see if in fact this was intentional or not, you know. And right now it's way too early to figure that out.
No, and I get that. I appreciate that. But I know I needed to ask that question. But now across Route 1, I understand that a fire has broken out at the Breakheart Reservation here in the last 12 hours or so. So that's adding to the smoke situation as well. And they had a fire either last year or 2 years ago over there, for sure.
Yeah, so we actually we got called night. So our department flies a drone, so we've been using our drone and our ATVs to help set the find out, you know, where the boundaries are of our fire. So they called us last night, so one of our operators went over there last night to help out with them over there.
Dan, anything else I didn't ask you about that you think residents should know, or folks should know, about the firefight and so on, what you guys have been up to over there the last several days in Lynn at the woods?
Yeah, so yesterday we closed the trails on the north side of Walden Pond, and that was primarily because we were going to be doing the water drops, and the water drops themselves can be pretty destructive, so we didn't want anyone getting hurt. But now I would just caution, as if people are walking through there, just to keep their heads up towards the trees themselves. The ranger, to my understanding, as well as, you know, some others, are going to go through and evaluate the trees. But until that's done, I would say just in any fire area, no matter where it is, just because there's a fire in the ground doesn't mean it hasn't threatened the stability of the trees, and we wouldn't want anyone to get hurt.
You know, I do have one final question. I mean, these things, the heat stays in the ground, as I understand it, or it can. And also, right now, we're dealing with some really high winds and dry weather, unusually high winds for this time of year.
Yeah, so the winds, sometimes we all think about how the winds can flame the fires and push the fires, but sometimes it can help us as well. So, you know, as the wind is coming up and over a ridge, sometimes it might contain it to a certain area. So, you know, we're constantly looking at where the prevailing winds are and where to try to get ahead of it and, you know, cut it off if we can and use topography to our advantage so that, you know, hopefully it doesn't grow into something larger than it needs to be.
All right. Good stuff. Well, Dan, thanks so much for grabbing a few minutes with us. We really appreciate it. And to you and all the team over there, best of luck and congrats on what you've been able to do so far. It's remarkable what you've been able to do. So thanks so much.
I appreciate it. And thank you for having me.
Dan Sullivan, Fire Chief, City of Lynn, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.